Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects. Everybody present and accounted for. School's back in for a lot of kids, and peeps are getting back to their regular routines. Hopefully we are a part of yours, and we'll take you for the next 3 hours. Fellas, what is going
What's
on?
What's going on?
What's up?
All good in the neighborhood. After a weekend, bouncing back. School's in full bloom for everybody.
Yeah, I was going to post a picture of my cat's first day at school, but...
No.
When you're 99 years old, you don't have those anymore. So I did that like 3 years ago. My wife decided to put our cat in a bow tie. Oh. A regular tie. I don't know why. So I took a picture of it and I had never posted it. So when everyone started posting those stupid pictures of their kids on the first day of school, mm-hmm. I just posted a picture of my cat. And I don't mean stupid like y'all's kids are stupid. I just mean that. Well, yeah, I mean that too. But I'm just saying in general. First day of school pictures when you have no kids it's almost the equivalent of people posting the temperature reading in their car. It's like, yeah, we know it's hot.
Or selfies. Everything is selfie this, selfie that, no matter which. Instagram, Facebook.
You sound old right now.
No, but seriously, like, there's some people, I get you're supposed to have self-love. There's some people that overindulge in self-love with the amount of look at me, and then look at me, what I'm wearing now.
Well, when you're hot like I am, Joel, you take a lot of selfies, all right?
Is that why your Instagram is flooded with nothing but selfies?
Yeah, because I'm super hot, and I want everyone to experience the hotness that is Barry Laminack.
What's the weekly Instagram?
I don't know. I don't have one yet. It might just be mine. It might just be at Barry's Funny if you want to see a hot-ass Instagram model.
Well, he said he was thinking about possibly doing it weekly.
Yeah,
I'm open to it. I'm sure listeners are as well.
I've been suggesting him, too. I'm like, normally almost daily we each have one.
Well, then you do it.
No.
Oh, now don't get me.
I'm happy to offer it up.
Oh, come on. You do it, and then you can consult with Lisa every week on who you should...
I laughed at she stayed home. She was like, she didn't sleep at all last night. She was like miserably sick. Mm-hmm. And she's like, do I call in or not? I go, you're pregnant. You have a built-in excuse.
Yeah.
If you don't
I'm just
feel
fat.
Good,
I can't.
Just don't. So she's like, all right. But then it just puts a monkey wrench in everything this morning because now she wants, instead of me watching ESPN, she wants to watch like Wendy Williams in The View.
Oh, hell no.
Or Today Show. And then she wants to offer up her insight on everything and get into an in-depth conversation. I go, really? Because I'm really still trying to get the show going here and taking notes and stuff like that. And she's like, so do you think so-and-so's hot? And I'm like, and I just started laughing. She goes,
absolutely what? Not.
I go, no chance. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, like, from a professional standpoint, if you saw her on the, I go, no chance in hell.
Nope.
Been down that road. It doesn't end well for me. Not going.
Not answering that question. Not falling for that. Nope. Not doing it. No.
Not in a million years. Mm-mm. I'm like, no, ma'am.
Good
not doing
you.
It. Yep.
Good
I
for
to
you.
Stay away from that.
But we'll, so are you going to do it or what?
I mean, I think.
Our Instagram model of the week?
I don't even think it has to be weekly. We just, during the week, we'll just offer up suggestions like we do.
Okay.
If you want to make it a thing.
I mean,
we've seen how well freaking
Nick's the one
the
that brought it up.
I kind of did.
Worked.
It was probably more of a selfish request.
Bitch, I missed one comedian of the week.
Bitch.
Yeah, I missed one comedian of the week, and
time
it wasn't
out.
My fault.
Time out.
Wasn't my fault.
No, that was a complete swing and miss. You had late foul tips a lot during the course
There's
of weeks.
Sometimes where Nick will get it at 12:58, and I'll be like, "Hey, you got to find three clips, buddy. Okay, good luck."
If I hit you with the reminder at like 10:30, and you're like, "Oh, I'm like, yeah, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, but this time around, it was late when I reached out, and they said, yes, they had some stuff. And then they got back to me at 12:58 and said, no, I don't have nothing. So I was like, well, I guess we're not going to do it this week. So I missed one. Okay. It's.
I mean, I don't mind recirculating some of the ones that we've had.
No, we've been doing that
at some point. We're going to run out, and we kind of have, because look, there are a lot more comedians in this city that I haven't featured. But if I'm being honest, a lot of them aren't ready. Or a lot of them don't have good audio or video online. There's a lot of funny people. I've been on my guy Theo Taylor forever. He's so funny. And I've been on him forever to get me some good quality audio. I said, it doesn't even have to be clean. Just send me a link to something. Nothing. He doesn't have anything online. I'm like, man, y'all really make it hard to promote y'all.
Yeah, because that should be an opportunity. I mean, not that you're, you know. I mean, at least you're saying, hey, get better and we'll play your audio. As long as there's a Houston or Austin or Texas tie. At the very minimum?
Well, I think that's what's going to have to happen. I think I've tried to really keep this to Houston comedy, Houston comedians. I think we're going to have to open it up to Texas.
I think the other
thing,
though,
it's going to have to be Texas comedians.
You're just not very smart as a business person if you're not self-promoting.
Oh, I thought you meant I'm not smart.
Well, no, that's a side issue. The bigger thing is just like you self-promote. You know what to do in terms of you have your website. You use your Twitter and you use it effectively by getting people to follow you. These people, if you don't have audio clips, video clips, and have accessible media on all of your different social media platforms, and you're not active on it, that's on you.
I have gone into there's a Facebook page that's just about that's only members of comics that are in the city of Houston are members of. And so you like just regular dudes can't be in there. You got to be a comic. And I mean dudes, not literally, but female comics too. But so it's like, no, don't take this, but like Joel, you couldn't be in there. They'd be like, no, he's not a comic. He's not going to join this group. But I've been in that group and said, guys, make it easy for people to promote you. Have something online. I have a radio show where I'm trying to give you guys at least three to 4 minutes a week where someone gets their stuff heard by thousands and thousands of people. Are you going to be famous? No, but would you pick up some fans or followers? Probably. If you're funny and they like you, that's the whole point.
I don't think there has been one comic that hasn't been funny. I think every single clip that we've played
has been funny.
Like, no, I'm serious. So I don't see why that would be the case.
But I don't know why some comics just, they feel like, this is a thing, and I've learned this in listening to like podcasts and talking to people, and you listen to people that have made it talk about this. And I think people, and this is not just comedy, this is across the board, but I think people expect that whatever it is you're chasing is going to come to you. In the case of comedians, I think that comedians feel like a lot of times we feel like we'll get famous. They'll come to us. They'll find me. Hollywood's not looking for you.
Right?
Like fame isn't looking for you. You have to go get it. And it's the same thing in the business world. When I was moving up the corporate ladder, they were going to come find me. I had to show them.
Yeah,
I had
you can't
to put
blow
my
up
stuff
and explode on the scene without a spark set by you or someone that knows you to get the ball rolling, because otherwise, there's no...
It's a lesson in life, man. Don't be lazy. If you want something, you have to go get it, period. Doesn't matter. Comedy, engineering, whatever it is. Tammy in accounting, go get it, girl.
And agents and clubs and things like that, they just want who's already established. Hot and current. I want the hottest comedian at my club. I'm representing people that are going to bring me money because it's going to be easy to book them.
The bottom line is the bottom line. Asses and seats. That's what promoters and bookers care about more than anything.
Yeah.
So, go. If you have a friend that's a comedian, mention to him. Hey, there's a guy. If they're in the Houston area or from Houston or whatever, mention to him, because I would love to be featuring some of these comics that we have in this city. But I think eventually we're just going to have to open it to all of Texas, because there are a ton of funny comics in Austin and in San Antonio and Dallas and El Paso that I want to feature. And so this will be a good opportunity to do that as well. So I feel like at some point we'll expand it.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, we should. I mean, it's kind of like Fred and AJ do with the local music.
They do that on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, and so people submit the local music, and then they select from it, which is a great idea. Same thing. I mean, you're doing them a favor, but I was going to say, you're doing the favor by doing all the digging and the dirty work for them, but it might be better off if you're an aspiring comedian and you want to be out there and get some exposure, hit Barry.
Here's why, though. Here's why I don't do that.
Because there's a lot of people that aren't funny.
Because there's a bunch of dudes that started doing open mics 3 weeks ago. They're going to send me 20 minutes of nothing but awful D jokes and...
So here's an idea. Anybody that wants to submit an comedian of the week, it thinks
at
they're
Pat
good
Manzola
enough.
With
no,
the K.
At Barry is funny.
Oh no,
and include you the clips. Son of a... Yeah, and just make sure you give your resume of at least
you.
3 weeks of open mics in the past
so
4 weeks.
I will block and report every one of you that do that. Hey, what's the smallest bill you've ever paid? Like, if you get bills in the mail, you get mm-hmm. bills for stuff. What's the smallest bill either of you have ever paid?
I can tell you this right off the top. I went to pick up prescriptions yesterday at CVS, and it was 51 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your prescription cost?
Yeah.
Do we have that good of insurance, or does your wife have that good of insurance?
I guess it's because it's just preventative stuff.
Oh, okay.
That she just comes up, and she goes, yeah, Joel, there's two prescriptions there. And I go, what do I owe? She goes, 51 cents. I started laughing. She started laughing. She goes, no, really, 51 cents. I go, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's the cheapest thing? That's pretty cheap?
Just off the top of my head.
Nicholas, have you ever had a low, like a cheap bill that you've had to pay before?
Like a really cheap, like electricity bill?
Or anything. Just any bill that you've gotten in, you know, not like a toll bill where they're like, oh, you owe us $1.50 or whatever. But have you ever had a bill from a bill collector?
That was like ridiculously cheap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
I got a bill in the mail from CenterPoint Energy mm-hmm. for 23 cents.
No, nothing like that.
23 cents. You couldn't have just waited.
It cost them more the paper and the postage to send that to you.
So when I pay my bill, a lot of times if I get a bill for 15, 16 bucks for the month, because we don't use a lot of gas during the summer months, obviously. So they'll send a bill for, you know, 15 bucks. I'll just pay 25. And then you get a credit. Yeah, so yeah, now your next right, bill is right, five right. bucks. So I'll pay 25 again or whatever. Well, apparently I paid it forward enough that my current bill and amount due was 23 cents. So when I paid it, I was like, well, I won't have a bill until the following month. So I get a notice that my 23 cent gas bill is 2 days past due, and I better pay it or I'm in danger of getting my gas cut off. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go down to their and just pay in pennies or send them a check mm-hmm. or something. It was the most ridiculous ass thing in the world. I got a bill for 23 cents. I was like, this is amazing. This blows my mind.
I did that with we paid off my car.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to the bank. You literally couldn't. You had to do it in person. You had to certify this, that certified check. Did all that. And 2 months after that, I got a bill in the mail said that it was past due, that I need to pay the charges, the whatever, the yeah. some kind of fees and charges. I go, for what? And they couldn't answer. I had to go back in to remind them that I paid it off 2 months ago, and whatever you were charging me in office fees and everything like that were not accruing because I did not have any.
Wow.
And I was like, but seriously, I had to spend the hours of my day to go do that.
Yeah.
You couldn't just look it up and go, yeah, our bad.
You should send them a bill for your time.
Probably right.
But I was like, 23 cents? Bro, really? That just made no sense to me.
Ridiculous.
I had to take the time to go online and submit.
And again, financially?
A bill for 23 cents.
You got a bill in the mail?
Yeah.
So there's the paper that was used.
Yeah, the postage.
The postage, all of that.
The time
way
for
more
somebody
than
to
it cost
process
for you
it.
To get the 23 cents.
I wonder, do these places, like, do their bills get automatically stuffed into the envelope?
I don't know.
Is there a company that does it, or do they have people sitting around just, you know, printing it out, folding it up, and putting it in the envelope?
I'm assuming that's the part of the reason why they're always encouraging everybody to go paperless, right? Because
right.
they don't want someone,
right.
unless there's some sort of machine that did
but
it.
But everybody's bill is different, which is weird. But I guess that, you know what, it's the postage is all the same, and the envelope's all the same. So as long as the bill has the proper address on it,
mm-hmm.
then I'm sure you can do it on like a mass-produced mailing.
I guess so. Anyways.
That would be a lot of useless dollars, I feel like.
The point wasn't even having to pay.
Right.
It was, one, getting a late fee.
That's crazy.
Or getting a late notice for 23 cents. And I'm thinking there should be a threshold. If it's less than a dollar, roll it over.
I was just going to say, roll it over is the easiest thing to do for everybody involved.
You're really going to cut off my gas for 23 cents.
Boy, I know Lisa would love to cut off my gas.
You too this weekend?
Boy. I literally had...
I woke the wife up out of a dead sleep.
I did too. And you know what? She had to go to the guest bedroom. It was that bad. And I couldn't even... I was sleeping, so I was like, I'm not even blaming the dogs on this one. I'm just going to take the L, and I'm going to go back to sleep.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, since you crapped the bed, you could probably buy new sheets if you had Get Upside. You could...
Probably a good point.
Use the money in your account, Joel. Guys, if I was thinking about this weekend. I'm going to do an exercise where I figure out how much money our listeners and employees here at Gal Media have in their accounts collectively. So please start sending me screenshots of your GetUpside accounts. I want to see this. I bet you easily we're over $1,000. No doubt in my mind. I mean, we got one account already that has $400 in it. And if you're not using GetUpside, you need to get on it right now. I want you to be a part of this. I want you to be a part of this movement of us out here that use GetUpside getting cash back when we go out and put gas in our car or buy lunch or dinner through any of the hundreds of restaurants inside of the GetUpside app. It's free to download. You don't have to commit to anything. It's if you don't like it, you don't have to use it. It's that simple. It's just you download it. I did it while I was at the gas pump when the first time I used GetUpside. I just downloaded it. I put in my info. I found the deal where I was sitting at, and I got cash back. And when you do that, make sure you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That'll get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. Don't miss out. I've had listeners at the party, one of them told me, dude, I got $6 back on my first fill up because I used your promo code and GetUpside. Don't miss out on that. If somebody walked up to you and said, hey, here's $6 while you're pumping gas, are you going to be like, nah, no thank you, I don't like free money? Absolutely, you're going to take it. That's absolutely why you need to put GetUpside on your phone right now. Go do it. Download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday in the big city. Nick, very apropos song for a topic I hope to get to later in the program.
Uh-oh.
As Sports Illustrated came out with their top 10 best traditions in college football.
Why wait?
Let's get into
Let's
it,
do
then, because it pissed
obviously,
me off.
You obviously are upset about it.
Okay.
I was gonna use not kind words. But that's not me.
So the 12th man deal made it for A&M?
Yeah, because of course that's one of the greatest traditions of all
time. Bevo made it for Texas.
Did it?
Yeah.
Why don't you give the people in order what they are instead of just randomly spouting them out?
Number one's going to piss a whole lot of people off around here anyway.
Yeah,
because number one was the Boomer Sooner when they ride that silly
wagon, chuck wagon
all over the field.
Right? Yeah, they come out in a chuck wagon. Whoop-de-doo.
Dumb.
All right, start with number 10. Do you have it in front of you?
Okay.
I do.
If you want to start with number 10, then you can start with where my ire comes from more than anything else.
Okay.
The fact that this isn't even a tradition, it's a fluke they figured out. Yes, yo, Adrian, I'm talking to you about 2-3 years ago. The turnover chain at the U. Stop it.
So the turnover chain at Miami
is number 10.
It's been around for 2 years.
Maybe.
And it is one of the top 10 traditions of all time in college football.
Number 9 makes perfect sense. The marching in at the Army-Navy game.
Okay.
Very legit, yeah. Right? I'll go with that.
Been doing that since what, 1890?
Long time.
Barely edged out the 2-year-old turnover chain. Okay.
Number
this
8.
Makes sense.
Interesting.
Who wrote this?
Sports Illustrated.
Mitchell Gladstone.
Oh, I was going to go at this
person. He's going to go
at the
writer.
Mitchell Gladstone either drinks a lot.
I wanted to find that guy's Twitter handle. I was pissed.
Mitchell Gladstone either drinks a lot or he was high when he wrote this. We can go back now. All right, so number 9 is the marching in at the Army-Navy game.
Yeah.
Number 8,
again, unless you're Will Ferrell, cowbells at Mississippi State. I'm serious. I'm really not happy about that one either. 10-8 right now are awful.
The cowbells at Mississippi State have been around for 9 years. Why is this not a tradition for you that you can get behind? 9 years?
Stupid.
Come on, man.
7, Country Roads, West Virginia. They sing John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads, which I know you think is a good song.
Yeah.
At some point during the game, they don't even say when. It's stupid.
By the way, it's been around since 2010, the cowbells.
Yeah.
After they lift the ban on noisemakers. Just FYI.
Well, that so legitimizes it started in the
30s and then ended in the 70s and then came back in 2010.
Can we end it again like in 2019? Because it's stupid.
Well, can we go back to this real quick?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand how you would call shaking a cowbell a tradition. I feel like, and I don't think this one made the list.
It's a mating call on a Friday night in Wisconsin.
I don't. How did the Florida State Seminole guy coming in and spiking the spear into the ground?
Spear at midfield.
That didn't make the top 10, but shaking a cowbell did.
The gator thing. I don't know if that's a thing at the swamp when they all do the chomp.
The chomp?
Yeah.
Yeah, but somehow the turnover chain that's 2 years old and the rekindled cowbell that came back in 2010 made the list. All right. So singing a song is number seven.
Quick?
That also seems kind of stupid, but Okay.
Who's E. King Gill?
Oh, that's the 12th man, I believe.
Boy, you did a little research.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get you on that.
No, like I believe E. King Gill was the guy.
In 1922, an Aggie by the name of E. King Gill became the first 12th man.
Suited up, but didn't play.
He remained standing and ready to play for the entirety of the game, which the Aggies won 22-14 in a stunning upset, and they didn't even put in the article who they beat. So, number six, the 12th man.
Okay.
Caulfield A&M. Legit.
That seems legit. Well, okay, here's the thing, though. The 12th man isn't necessarily the tradition. That's the folklore that started the tradition of the student body standing the entire time. But then you've got Midnight Yell. You've got all these other things that the Aggies do. There's a lot of tradition at A&M. The Yell leaders and all that. But I guess the 12th man standing is what they're referring to. So
I guess. But I'll get it.
We'll count it.
I'll give it to them. Yeah. Yes, I'll take that one. I'll accept this one. Number five, I will accept too. Toomer's Corner at Auburn. When they win and they toilet paper the trees, which the Alabama guy tried to kill or did kill or whatever, and he still hasn't paid on them or whatever. But that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that. All right. Then four, Ralphie's Run, the Colorado Buffalo that runs on the field.
Okay.
Okay, I guess you'll take it.
Sure. I mean,
that seems
kind of high
State.
For a Buffalo, but all right.
I'll take this, too. It's a tradition that I understand in being in the Big Ten, but dotting the I at Ohio State, fine. Number three. All right. Number two is
Howard's Rock, touching the rock
at Clemson. I also get that. That's a big deal. And the number one is...
And at the Apollo when they rub it on the way out to the stage. Oh, that's the Oak. Never mind. All right.
Stop. And then the Sooner Schooner. So, I mean...
The Sooner Schooner Oklahoma thing, right?
Huh.
Yeah. So... That's the 10. Now, on the other side, we can come back with
what's missing.
We can come back with the ones we kind of discussed what shouldn't be there, but we can talk about what's missing.
I got
and come up with. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, until we do that, real quick, got some good news, fantasy players. If you were trying to get in on my fantasy league and missed out, we've got one person who didn't sign up and create his team. So that person is officially out. So if you want to join my fantasy league, here's the deal. You have to be able to draft tonight between 7 and 9 p.m. The draft starts at 7, it ends at 9. I'm also going to put this stipulation on you. If you call in and join, you better have your team ready to go by 3 p.m. Because if not, I'm going to do this again. So you better be signed up and in the league by 3 p.m. So here's what we'll do. The very first caller to 713-780-3776 right now. If you want to get in my league, we're drafting tonight at the Twin Peaks in Shenandoah. So make sure you can make it. Make sure you can come. Don't just call just to join and not play. Be there at the draft tonight, 7 to 9 p.m., Twin Peaks, Shenandoah. First caller gets the open spot. And if you don't have your team in and ready to go by 3 p.m., you're going to lose that spot and I'll give it to somebody else. But right now, 713-780-3776. Good luck. All right, so coming back, we'll do
The omissions.
Because there's a bunch. Right.
In
there's a
top
lot.
10 yep. traditions of college football. Yep. So there's a half hour in and you're already entertained. And we've got 2.5 more to go. So we're going to continue to roll on. Take a quick break. Come back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, back on the usual suspects. Half hour gone in the show as we continue to roll on. We opened up the discussion because of this stupid poll celebrating the 150th anniversary of NCAA college football. And they came, Sports Illustrated came up with their top 10 best traditions in college football.
At least it didn't bother you.
At least three or four of them are just completely whack. I said right off the top, a tradition that's been going on forever is the jump around at Camp Randall Stadium at the start of the fourth quarter for Wisconsin games. People go crazy about
ESPN, heard of it.
Said it's a great tradition. Fantastic.
Never heard of it.
Lenny.
You're going to say you would put jump around?
Over the damn turnover chain? Yes.
Over cowbells?
Of cowbells?
I got a prescription.
How big is this big? Yeah, thanks. How big is this thing, Christopher Walken, with the buffalo, too, at Colorado?
What?
It's pretty good, though. It's not bad.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm with you. The running of the buffalo I get, but the and the Clemson is the one where they all run down the hill, right?
Right.
They
touch the rock and run down the hill.
Has anybody ever ate it running down the hill? That's what I want to know.
I know the Sooner wagon
has flipped several times. That's awesome. When the Sooner wagon flips, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
That's why it's the greatest tradition.
But you're right.
Anytime there's a chance of injury, that bumps their tradition up a lot. That's why falling down a hill.
Is the Buffalo running out a bigger deal than the Florida State Seminole guy with the horse or the Trojan at USC? They do that with the planting of the sword.
Somebody had a good one that you mentioned. The other Gilbert talked about the slapping the play like a champion today sign.
Yeah, the Notre Dame sign as you're coming down the staircase to get to the tunnel at Notre Dame. Lenny, who's a Buckeye, as long as his I was dotted. He comes through with the other Big Ten tradition. At Iowa, the Children's Hospital looks down over the field, so to start the fourth quarter there.
But that's fairly new,
too,
right?
They all put their cell phones on light, and they wave to the kids at the Children's Hospital. It's newer.
But as far as impact
and
chill-inducing,
right.
Might be the best of all these.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, but that's – and then somebody said there were – or I did some research to see what else we were missing, but a lot of these – there's the UCF where they play Sandstorm. That's pretty cool. They play, what's it called?
Sandman?
Zombie Nation, Kerncraft 400 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. There's some other traditions, but I think you could replace the cowbell with the Florida State.
Chief with the flaming spear.
And then I think you could replace the turnover chain with jump around, and you'd have a nice list.
It'd be pretty good.
And you could include others.
And the Notre Dame thing is pretty good, and
the Iowa kids thing, that's also big. I'm trying to think if there's others, like there's the Tiger Walk at Auburn. There's,
Lane Kiffin cheating.
Wow.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Steve Sarkisian drinking? No, that's another one? No.
I'm sure that all these colleges have a bunch of stuff. Does U of H have anything?
Not that I know of. I rarely go to the games, the football games, but I know they have a fight song, and they kind of play with it, and they replace one of the words with, like, profanity. But other than that, I don't remember.
Yeah. Other than their tradition of
so
not really winning all that much.
So they just play with it and replace the word with profanity?
Just from the fight song.
Oh.
But I don't know of any, like,
I tell you what,
popular tradition.
By the way, I went to
a U of H game a couple years ago with my mom.
Yeah.
Every time they score, there's about 19 different things. I took a picture of it. I got to find it. There's like some dudes are ringing bells. There's cheerleaders. There's dudes running with flags. There's a cannon going off. There's whistles. There's pigeons get released. I'm like, what the hell?
Don't forget the one that's the most annoying when I used to live in Midtown. That stupid siren that you can hear
that
for like 85 miles away when they score. And I'll be like, I was out behind my townhouse going, oh, U of H scored, because I can hear it all the way to the mall. It's just.
I took a picture when they scored a touchdown at the game, and there was no less than at least seven different things that they did for the touchdown. I'm going to find it, and I'll give you all of them.
There were tornadoes worried that they should be swarming around U of H because that siren doesn't turn off.
Oh, was it? Is it really? Where?
Oh, my God. It's so loud. It's like a weather warning. Like when you were kids
in your neighborhood. Yeah. I do a whole bit on Tornado Alley. It sounds like the Germans are invading.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. It's kind of weird.
And they just keep cranking that thing up and just nonstop. And I'm like, okay, it was 6 points, not a freaking blowout. Shut it off.
Oh, okay, jump around. Why aren't you attacking the U of H?
Passionate about the whole list. Not that I wouldn't put, you know, I asked Nick if there were traditions, including them.
They're not popular. I don't think there's any popular. There's traditions, but not popular ones.
I'm sure if the Cougs are out there that think something's popular, they'll be suggesting it.
I'm sure.
Rice.
They just go back to the books.
Oh, man. Why are you being so mean to Bryce?
Just being honest.
Don't they? Doesn't their band do something crazy?
During basketball games, they did. I don't know if they do for football.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought their band did something like where they, what are they called, the mob?
They all get over fours on their SATs.
Wouldn't it be great if the Rice band went out there to spell something and they spelled it wrong?
That would be fantastic. Like they didn't dot the I at their Rice, like Ohio State does.
Are they like, they went to say something like their band sucks, but they spelled the wrong there? God, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would be all for that.
Oh, yeah. I would be really happy if that happened, if Rice spelled something wrong.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know that. And again, I don't know if Alabama has a tradition.
They do this thing I had here. Where'd it go?
Like Ole Miss, they have the big tailgate party.
They just get drunk.
They just get hammered. And the Hedges at Georgia.
I found this thing on ESPN. I was looking for other traditions that we may miss, but it said, this is for Alabama. Can a school's best football tradition also be one of its most controversial? Because for 3 years, the classic country hit Dixieland Delight couldn't even be played inside Bryant-Denny Stadium because of some rather colorful interludes. Let's just say there were some four-letter words directed at rival Auburn that weren't suitable for children. But when the song is cleaned up, it really is one of the cooler scenes to watch play out in the SEC. So... Okay. Singing an Alabama song in Alabama is their tradition. Way to go out on a limb, Alabama.
And the Alabama song is?
Dixieland Delight.
Dixieland Delight?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's by the group Alabama. That's
right,
what I'm saying.
They, so play me
see what
some
they
mountain
did
music
there?
Isn't good enough?
Is there any mountains in Alabama? I don't think that would make sense, would it?
I mean, have you seen some of the women?
Dang. That's from a guy from Wisconsin.
True, but I'm saying it is a good way.
What?
Depends on which Magic Mountains you're looking at, pal.
Oh, no. Don't even try that.
Oh.
Nope. That was a good try, but I award you no points. Here we go. I found it. Mm. Finally. Look, this is the picture that I took and circled everything.
You sure did.
Everything that goes on. This is back in 2015. So they got two people that run across the field, one with a Texas flag, one with a U of H flag. All the cheerleaders do a specific dance at the same time. Then there's other cheerleaders that hold up signs that say touchdown or points or whatever. There's the Cowboys with the dusters on.
I've seen those.
They hoop and holler. Then there's a whole Cougars flag thing that runs out on the goal line. There's the cannon, and then there's a football helmet that rides around the stadium.
Oh, the golf cart, yeah.
Like, and then there's the push-ups in the end zone. That's also on the...
But they're not popular among the... I mean, when you compare it to that list that we had...
No, but I'm saying this... You see this? This is a picture I took in 2015 when U of H scored. Everything you see that's circled is something going on. Barry on the field.
You should retweet that. Barry has like an old telestrator.
If you're on the Twitch, you can see it live right now on my screen. Bro... That is entirely too much stuff going on.
At one time.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine things. Just score, U of H. My gosh.
I mean, you think that if they just kind of condense that into one or two, they might be having a place on the list. But instead, they're just completely out there like a rummage sale.
Is it a cannon or is it the bell where they ding, 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 ding? I don't know which one it is.
Cannon.
Is it a cannon? And then don't forget the siren.
The damn siren.
I couldn't circle that. That's 10 things.
Yeah, the helmet is what I actually like the helmet. I think
golf cart driving around?
I think that's funny.
Then the dudes that shoot across the field, I wouldn't want that job. I wouldn't want that job or the push-ups job.
I've seen a couple of those guys, even at the Texans games, when they do the big, it spells out Texans, and then one guy starts in each corner of the end zones, and they all like meet in the middle and cross. I've seen some guys like bite it, running with the flag where it catches a breeze, and they're like, and they just kind of try to keep their balance. And keep the flag airborne. But, yeah, it's a lot going on.
All right, I'm
going
to tweet this out. At Barry is funny if you want to see all of the different things that go on in one score at U of H.
But you know what? You say that about the scoring, just scoring whatever. But they do score a lot of points.
They do.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I wouldn't want the push-up job for sure.
So just think about the entertainment value if you have a ticket. I mean, the extra entertainment at every score, you get like nine things going on at one time.
But be careful if you're prone to seizures. You might have one watching a U of H score and all the stuff that goes on afterwards.
Jeez. It's like the Cougars version of the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Just make it black and white and everything's good.
I'm tweeting it out right now.
All right.
So go get it.
And by the way, the preseason AP top 25 also released. Clemson number one, Alabama two, Georgia three, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and LSU. Texas is at 10 in case you were interested there. I don't see A&M in the top 25.
Kiss my ass. That poll sucks.
Or the Cougs.
Gig them Aggies.
Badgers are 19th. All right, so we continue to roll on. I was saying I'm looking for A&M 12.
Check with me
at the end
of the year, pal.
You're right. I'm sorry. A&M is 12. Texas 10, LSU 6.
12, really?
There you
have
That's
a little high.
Oh, you know, Tom. All right, here we go. Still rolling through the show. So we still got plenty to go in hour number one. It's a three-hour extravaganza, so lots on the agenda. But if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. Give us your college traditions you think missed the list or otherwise on the HR&P listener line, or hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. We are The Usual Suspects. This ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number one of the show as we kind of mix it up for you, because by this point in the afternoon, you've already heard the top stories of the day, and it's probably been regurgitated more than someone throwing up on the field at your favorite sporting event. I saw a Brewers pitcher get taken out of the game recently, and he was already getting lit up, and then before the man, like, you know, the umpire comes out, they're talking to him, he steps off the mound, and everybody just takes two steps back, and he kind of goes in the catcher's position, just goes, "Bleh!"
Nice.
Wow. Imagine if Blummer and the guys had to call that one.
I've told the story before, I believe, but there was a fighter here locally, Levi West, puked in the middle of a fight, tapped out.
Yeah, you did tell that story.
How you vomit, you like, just, come on, man.
That was a legacy, right?
Yeah, it was a legacy.
I remember.
Yeah. Just threw up in the cage,
before the merger, too, right?
Yeah, it was before the merger. Ugh, it's disgusting.
Man. Oof, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever done anything like that?
No, I mean, if I've thrown up plenty, but I've always thrown up like in private, in the bathroom or something. I don't think that I've ever, even playing college sports, high school sports, anything like that. No.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm gonna tell this story. I haven't thrown up like in sports, but a while back I went to work out with my buddy Derek Jonkins. And he trains a lot of famous athletes and stuff like that up in the Woodlands. And he's got a lot of college kids and high school kids that are training for college. So he does a great job. He's got his own gym now. But at the time, he was at some athletic center. And so I go out there and I'm doing his 6-week program, day one. I worked out so hard that I vomited and pooped and passed out at the same time.
Oh, my God.
I woke up in a stall on the toilet, and Derek was outside going, "Dude, what are you doing?" I was like, I fainted. He goes, "Are you pooping?" I was like, I threw up, too. He goes, "You did all that?" I was like, oh, my God. I was a wreck. He's like, "Bro, you got to start eating better. What is wrong with you?" I hadn't worked out in over a year. And then I went straight into this dude's athlete workout and he was the kind of guy, he's like, when you train with him, you get cardio because you literally do not stop.
Yeah, you don't take breaks.
It's like weights, and then some sort of like kind of cardio weights, and then like you just go nonstop. Like it's a whole hour, there's no breaks. He might give you 30 seconds, a half hour in to get a drink of water. I lasted about 7 minutes. I was already gassed at the warm ups, but 7 minutes in, I was like, "I'll be right back." And I just remember walking into the locker room, and then the next thing I knew, I woke up on the toilet.
Well, at least it was in the toilet. It could have been that MMA fighter who dropped the deuce in the middle of the cage, remember?
Yeah.
At least you made it back to the toilet.
Man. But I don't even remember getting to the toilet. At least I did. But I knew I threw up because I could smell it.
Yeah.
And I don't know which I did first or second, But I just know I had to do them all. And my body was like, yep, we hate you.
Last time I was in that predicament was, I think it was my senior year of college. And off-season workouts rotated between 10 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or at 5 a.m. with 4:30 stretching. And we hated the morning because that's the only time. We had this big indoor field house, but everybody used it, track and all these other things. So they had these bulletproof nets that came down around the inside of the track so that we could do baseball things while the ROTC was doing theirs on the track. Hell? You know, the military training kids do all the sprints and jogging together and all these, you know, while they're chanting. And so we get in there at 4:30 and we do stretching. And then the pitchers were just always, you loosen up your arm first. So, you know, I got one of my buddies and we start throwing. And I laugh because, you know, we're half asleep. It's 4:30, 4:45 in the morning. And he misses, it hits the top of his mitt. And instead of staying inside the inner infield of the track, it gets under the net. And now it's about to be run over by the ROTC. Oh, so man. I'm watching it and I'm cackling because I'm like, not only is he going to have to get it, if one of these dudes falls and they're like army guys, they're going to be all ticked off. They're going to come at him. And I just am fixated on watching the ball and watching what happens. I didn't realize he had another ball in his back pocket.
Oh.
So while I'm watching the ball bounce around with the ROTC, he drops into the back pocket, grabs it, and throws me a mild fastball right at me and goes, Joel, I finally go, what? He goes, right as I said what? Smack dab in the middle. And I go down on my knees and I'm like, wait for it because I know it's coming. It's all of a sudden, all the female trainers are over there going, you want ice? You okay? And I'm like, I'm going to be okay. And I somehow mustered enough just to get to the bathroom. When I got to the bathroom, it was like when that queasy feeling hit, it was coming out of both ends without a preview button. It was just like, here you go. I came out of there and I was like, we got to call a janitor. And I'm going to the training room because I literally probably spent a day just in bed because I had bruised nuts. I mean, it was the worst feeling. Like, no matter what move you made, you were like, it's still.
Oh, it hit you in the
just no comfort. I didn't have a cup because, you know, we're not doing anything like.
Oh, I thought it hit you in the stomach.
No, he threw me a fastball that hit me right head on with no cup on.
Oh. That's even worse. My stomach hurts right now.
I tried to keep it together until I got to the bathroom. Then I'm like, well, this is their stall.
So you went to the stall. I would have just gotten the shower because then you can just go both ends and then you just rinse it.
Like I tried to do them a favor. You know how on the floor in the restrooms there's a drain at some point?
Yeah.
So I tried to take the stall where I could get rid of one and then get as close to the drain on the other. But I was like, yeah, it didn't work so well. And I'm not exactly going in to clean it up right now. I'll call for maintenance.
Oh, that
was
done.
That was painful.
Somebody said, am I representing Running Game Clothing today? Yes, I believe that's who this shirt is from, mm-hmm. Running Game Clothing. Mm-hmm. And then I don't get this. I think somebody was trying to be sarcastic and tell me that I'm not funny. But they said, good job, Barry. We can only handle so much Barry, so you might as well be the man to find talent and share them since you got lucky for being on the radio. Way to go. Good job. Retire and be a promoter.
Jeez.
Yeah. Apparently, I got lucky.
They took time to put all of that in a text message?
Yeah. Yeah, good thing I got lucky being here.
Man.
So I gotta avoid tweets and texts like that because then I just go off on you hoes, and I really don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
And we've been doing pretty good about it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll read them. It don't bother me.
No, I know. I'm talking about the way we react.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot better.
It's, you know.
And I also got to be honest, the suspects have been all world. Because if someone on Twitter does something like that, before I even can construct and start orchestrating my response, like two or three suspects are on it with lasers, just chewing the guy. I'm like, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So that's when you know the show's getting pretty established, when at least the supporters are there for you.
And before because we don't have time to do Texans, I did want to bring you this up. Yeah. Tongue Dart Chris, he asked, what about the ringing of the bell? That's Texas Tech, right?
I was going to ask you because I thought the video was funny.
I believe it's Texas. Isn't that Texas Tech? Nicky tagged you on it. Oh, no, he didn't. But I think that's Texas Tech where the guy looks like he's...
Looks like Luis Scola pleasuring, is gratifying himself.
Yeah. It looks like he's pleasuring himself, but he's ringing a bell. And maybe that's a euphemism as well. Just
young
I'm
Luis
ringing
Scola.
The bell. Yeah, it does look like a young Luis Scola. But I think that's Texas Tech. And speaking of them, what about the tradition of throwing tortillas on the field?
That's not nice. No.
Is that not nice?
It's not nice.
That's their tradition.
Well, it's not PC.
What? You're saying I'm not being PC?
No, I'm just
saying.
They've
been doing that for years.
I'm just saying because I know that, like, you know, going through all the things I did with the Rockets, like when you had Hispanic Heritage Night, they did something like that. And I know my Spanish announcer, Adrian Chavarria, was livid. Just like when Yao Ming, they used to do all the different Chinese New Year things. And when teams would give out fortune cookies,
mm-hmm.
that was offensive as all get out.
So it stems back to, there's another version of the story. The more dramatic version of the story says that when top 10 ranked A&M came to Lubbock in 92, an ESPN announcer said that there was nothing but Tech football and tortilla factories in Lubbock.
Oh, boy.
Therefore, in a little bit of a cheeky fun, tortillas were thrown before the game.
Okay.
So that's where it stems from. That's one story back in 92.
At least it wasn't Hispanic Heritage Night like they did at the Rockets.
No, that's not at all.
Okay. All right, well, that's hour number one. Still got 2 hours to go. We got Texans to talk about. Astros back home, finally, and got a win yesterday, so we'll talk about that as well. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with hour number two, ESPN 97.5.
Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.